Today we honor, in this month dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus, the most sacred heart of Jesus, as he requested as a Margaret Mary Alacoque. And of course, part of the whole conversation between both of them, which you should read if you haven't already, you should reread if you need to be refreshed, is the indifference of men. And of course, that indifference keeps growing and growing and growing. Nobody cares about anything concerning God. And of course, one of the proofs of that for me, when I first came here to this parish, on First Friday, the church was packed, literally packed. There was not a seat to be had. Now, it was always ordo. There was no traditional mass allowed yet. So that is not it. It is not just that. But the lack of faith, the lack of commitment to Christ. So I cannot but mourn this evil that is afflicting the church, that is afflicting the world. And of course, all kinds of things happen. How could they not happen? In addition to this, of course, our Lord complained about it. Over 300 years ago, it's even worse today than it was then. Today also we celebrate in this rite the feast of Saint Irenaeus, bishop and martyr. Saint Irenaeus was born in Smyrna in the eastern half of the Mediterranean, and he was the disciple of Saint Polycarp, who himself was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. So already there, you can see the transmission of the faith, that which is truly tradition. Tradition is not whether you wear a maniple or not wear a maniple. Tradition is the faith that is handed down generation after generation. And we have lost it. It's not that we're losing it. We have lost it. And whose fault is it? I don't know. It's not mine, because I have preached about this since the very first day when I was ordained. And so today we beseech the intercession of St. Irenaeus, bishop and martyr. And he was martyred in the year 202. Now that's very early in the church's history. 202. And he fought any kind of heresy that he found. And he converted many pagans. And he was put to death. So we pray to St. Irenaeus, and we also beseech the Almighty God, the most sacred heart of Jesus, who shed his precious blood for us, to have mercy on us and to help us to change this situation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.